Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever's going on today or yet tomorrow, whatever you're frightened about or whatever you're excited about, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Ulala Njinga is with us, folks, and she is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. And she's the CEO of the consulting firm Yellowwood Group. Ulala, tell us how we can find you online, too, please.
Sure. You can. Well, my place space is at olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H, if you want to know where I'm speaking or just what I'm thinking. And our company website is Yellowwood Group. There's two W's in there. And two O's in there. So we are the Doublet Company.
There you go. I like that. All right, so check her out, folks, and her book's there, too. So be sure you check that out, too. Ulala, in the previous segment, we're talking about hiring your first employee, and you talked about three different steps, three different stages that you can go through to sort of fledge yourself from no employees or just toward more employees, toward hiring the next person. Help us with that.
Right. So I have outsourcing, contracting, and hiring, and those are kind of the steps to get a small business owner thinking about what are the needs of the business as opposed to what are my personal needs, because you and your business are not one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so how I describe it to people is outsourcing teaches you how to delegate, because often we get stuck with that. How do I know how to delegate? Well, you got to start giving some things away to people. You have to start trusting that someone will take care of it.
You have to fire yourself from jobs.
Fire yourself. That's right. Fire yourself and learn how to outsource to other people.
But when you fire yourself, you have to promote yourself at the same time.
Yeah,
when you fire yourself, you get rid of a job you don't have to do, but you should take on a job that the company needs that nobody else can do right now.
And I think, yes, and you make an important distinction, because small business owners tend to think of themselves and the business as one and the same. They don't usually promote themselves up or give themselves permission to work on the higher level things when they choose to outsource. So that's a very important shift in their perspective. When you're ready to do that, when you feel like you've mastered the art of delegation, the next step is typically contracting. And contracting is exactly what it sounds like. You know, maybe you book someone for 6 months, you agree on an amount. It's a nice way to have access to someone that feels like they're part of your team.
Is that like a consultant?
It can be.
Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to wander over into the area where you're calling the person a contractor, but they really should be considered an employee.
Right, and that's some people think it's a very gray area, but I really don't think it is. It's quite simple. If your contractor says, this is what I'm going to be working on, and that person makes their own hours, they have access to their own equipment, then they are truly a contractor. But if you're telling them, these are the hours you're going to work, these are the days you're going to work, this is how you're going to get it done, you've now crossed over, and the IRS sees that person as an employee.
Right. And so one of the ways to confirm the contractor thing, I think that to help you with that is to have them work on projects, not just on daily tasks. What do you think?
Definitely. And we use what's called a work plan. So we put together a work plan for the month that says, across the month, this is what's important, this is what needs to get done, and then we let that contractor break it out into the projects that make sense for him or her.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do it. And so where outsourcing teaches you how to delegate, contracting teaches you how to manage.
Right.
Because now you've got, you know, this other person that you're kind of in the flow with, in the mix with.
All right.
And then, after you've mastered managing and delegating, you might be ready to actually bump up to hiring. Because hiring, in fact, teaches you how to lead. And leading a company and leading a team is unlike any other experience that a small business owner will have. And that's where the responsibility comes in, mm-hmm. because, you know, there is a sense of ownership. There's also a sense of, these are people who are depending on me. I don't care if it's just one person or 100 or 1,000. When you know that someone is depending on you, their ability to take care of themselves is contingent upon you making decisions for the company. It's time to step up and put on your big girl or your big boy shoes.
Yep.
So that's kind of what I walk people through, that it doesn't have to be scary. It can be a very rewarding experience if you commit to the process and you don't let fear and overwhelm kind of trip
you
up.
I like the way you talk about leadership with regard to employees, because employees would much rather be led than managed.
Absolutely.
If you have employees you have to manage, then you probably hired the wrong employees.
Right. There's that.
hire people who want to be led. That's a pretty good descriptor of people to look for. Well, Lala, we got to wrap it up. What's great information you brought us today. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
Well, give us the website again, please.
Sure. Olala.com, OLALAH, and yellowwoodgroup.com.
Yellowwood Group.com. Check it out. And the book is 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. Olala Njinga. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, another day. Thank you, Olala. We'll see you next time. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame.
So ferry cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.